does each and every Monday on Battle Hawks Live, and that is Jonathan Hayes. Coach, thanks for being with us again today. How are you doing?
Going good. Thanks, Howard.
Yeah, really, I was just talking about Jordan and being the nominee, and I'm saying to St. Louis fans, come on, you got to get on XFL 2020, put your votes in. I know as a coach you say, okay, so be it. We got football to play and all that, but it would be nice to see him get that. But that's where I wanted to start anyway, with on a day where you guys kept running the football, even though it wasn't working as well. Seattle did a good job against the run with the running backs, but he still kept running it. Jordan did it with his legs. He did it with his passing. Anytime it seemed you guys need a big play, he came through. That was a pretty impressive performance. What's your reaction to it and how he played on Saturday in this big win over Seattle?
Well, you know, I think he did a nice job just staying composed and taking what they gave us and creating some big plays, whether it was in the passing game or in the run game. He just kept his poise and continued to take what they gave him.
Well, and one thing he took, and I'm sure probably as a coach, you'd probably say, well, I wish the game would go maybe a little different where he wouldn't have to run as much. I think it was 13 carries or 16, something like that in the game. And you talked about it afterwards, his toughness and all that, because he there was a couple times he slid, but he took some hits in that game and even one on one of the passes there on the 2-point conversion that worked on after the first touchdown. He took a hit on that one. He really showed his toughness overall, didn't he?
Well, yeah, we got to be cleaner for him so he can stand up in the pocket and throw the ball downfield. He had one that when he got hit and almost turned into an interception. We were fortunate not to have that turnover. So, I mean, he's a big kid that is, you know, strong, but you still want to see your quarterback take those type of shots. And we'll continue to work on those things and clean them up.
You mentioned the interception. I mean, the times he's been intercepted this year, there's two he was hit.
Well, it wasn't an interception.
Oh, that's right. It was almost an interception. Correct. Correct. And it was fortunate that it wasn't. But that one, then the other game against Houston, where he was hit on one, and then, of course, we all know about the play that he thought it was a free play. But you're talking about fortunate. That one where there was almost an interception. Then there was a roughing the punter. Well, Damian Washington made a great play on that drive where he went down on a reception and then got right back up because he wasn't touched and gained about an extra 10 yards. And then, of course, Keith Ford with that bobble going into the end zone as he's kind of playing patty cake with it. That was four plays in that possession, but it all led to a touchdown. So it certainly went right there. And boy, when you watch that on tape, I don't know if he had a good view of it from across the field when Keith scored on that touchdown. But man, we're watching it from our side, and we're going boom, boom. Oh, come on, get! And he finally got control of it, and he was in the end zone. That was one of those drives where it all went right on that one.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that all those were in the same drive, though, were they?
Yeah, I made note of it afterwards, and I went back to double check after. Yeah, it was all the same drive. There was the almost interception, then the roughing the punter, of course, which kept the ball, and then the Damian play, and then Key. Yeah, they were all on that possession for that second touchdown.
Well, that's why they say football is a game of inches, because this, for that very reason, all those different things that take place, and you're fortunate when the ball bounces your way, that's for sure.
No doubt. But then, of course, that drive ended with DeMornay with a field open in front of him, sees a wide-open receiver in the end zone and figures, oh, this will be easy, just hit him, and he threw it a little bit too high, and all of a sudden that says, man, run the ball, and I know that's what the cameras caught you saying it to DeMornay afterwards. You went to your knees afterward, and so I guess it's one of those things. He was supposed to pass, saw him wide open, and again, it's one of those things for inches, Coach, because if he throws a little lower, it's caught, it's 2 points, and then no one's even saying anything about maybe should have run on it.
Yeah, you know, when you have plays like that, and, you know, the key is when someone's that wide open, and you just put the ball right on them, and allow him just to catch it and fall to the ground because he's already in the end zone, so you don't have to lead him. But, you know, lesson learned, and we'll continue to, work on Pearson's passing.
Well, at least he's 1 for 2 so far on the season.
That's right.
How much did it maybe take everything a little? It certainly changed things for Seattle when B.J. Daniels, the quarterback, came in the second half, because all of a sudden he's running everywhere and he's doing this and doing that. And then on the one play that led to one of the scores there with a 57-yard pass, because the DBs are coming up because he looks like he's going to run, boom, all of a sudden he stops, flips it over the head, and the guy goes for 57. I know that's always has to be a little tough thing for a defense, but just overall, that really, it surely energized Seattle's offense and definitely made things tough for your defense in that second half. How did it take a little by surprise and have to adjust? Obviously, the big interception late, but that really changed the game, didn't it?
Yeah, Daniels did a nice job with the football. Obviously, that's one of his strong suits, and they were trying to use that to use that to get him back in the game, and it was effective for a while, but then we settled down and started playing solid defense again, and didn't give him any easy ones, and then, you know, we got a stop, and then we got the interception, and then, you know, at the end of the game, we got the ball back after the interception, and we just iced the game with 4 minutes left in the game.
And, yeah, with the big interception by Will Hill, and we'll get to that in a moment, and the emotion that it was for him and everyone in that game. But it had to be really gratifying to get the ball back, 3:56 to go. Still, hey, if they stop you, they can get the ball back again. And that was the epitome of what coaches love when they talk about the four-minute offense. It was almost exactly 4 minutes, 4 first downs in that stretch to just run the clock. That had to be really gratifying to see that happen and just be able to end the game with your offense on the field.
Without a doubt. You know, we talk about and we practice it and we talk about, you know, ending the game in victory formation, and we were able to do that.
Talk a little bit. I know you talked about it after the game with Will. And playing with a lot of emotion, he gets the game ball. We saw on Instagram and Twitter as you gave him the game ball, you kind of put your arms around him. He had his head in. It was emotional for everyone I know, and everything he experienced with his dad. And he said afterwards he dedicated the game to his dad. But I think it also, Coach, talk about, you guys haven't been together that long, but there really seems to be developing a real togetherness between everyone, players, coaches, everyone, with this team, and that seemed to be another example of it, of everyone coming together and him coming up with a big play once again.
Yeah, you know, one of the first things we talked about that we all understand is we got to build trust with one another, and we have to be able to do it in a quick fashion, and I think our guys have, through training camp and our OTAs and our mini camp and leading up to the beginning of the season, we've been able to create that through a bunch of different things that we've done with our players to just allow everyone to get to know each other. And even though you might not always might not always like everyone on the team, but I think you got to at least respect each other. And I think we have that. And hopefully, I know that we have a lot of guys that have created bonds that will last them forever now. And I think that's pretty cool.
Well, we know you got a meeting to go to, another big win as the Battlehawks now in first place in the division against a team that you were tied with going into this week. Now you'll play in D.C. against the Defenders, who got shut out yesterday, and you'll see them on tape. They gave up a lot of rushing yards, so I know a lot of people watching are probably saying, that should be pretty interesting with the Battlehawks running game, but preparation will begin in a couple days for that one, and it's 24-hour rule in effect, obviously. And you start prep. For that game. And so again, congratulations on Saturday. And we'll be talking to you during the week as the prep for the Defenders and back on the road begins.
Thanks, Howard.
All right, take care, Coach. That's.